So grateful to God for his goodness. So grateful to his God for to God for his spirit in this house. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that God is reviving us, transforming word. Hallelujah. We've been kind of dead. We've been kind of dead. Things been eating away at our fabric, but God has made us aware of those things. Hallelujah. And we're standing on his word right now. And everything that came to destroy will not destroy. Every trick of the enemy, every lie of the enemy, not working. You don't hear me. It's not working. We've been having some prayer meetings in here, and we just believe God is bringing transforming word back alive. Last Wednesday night, we prayed for every household in here. So if you live in a house, God covered your house. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. 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 If you belong to this congregation, you live in it. I don't care if you live in a tent. We pray for your household on Wednesday night. I don't care if you live under the bridge. We pray for your family. Hallelujah. And if you're under the bridge, you're coming away from under that bridge. Give the Lord some praise in here. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. I don't care if you've been in a pit all of your life. You coming out of there. You coming out of there. Glory. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. 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 I heard this one pastor say, God, when Jesus said from glory to glory, he didn't say glory to valley. He said glory to glory. So we got to learn how to stop going from glory to valley. Come on here, church. We got to keep climbing. We're going to do this thing. I don't know about you, but I'm going with Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Woo, Jesus. Just Marion James alone testifying. You hear me? That's enough for me. Do you hear me? I don't care how crazy he get. Jesus just keep on saying, not crazy enough. I'm bigger than that. I'm bigger than that. And what I got for you, I still got it for you. Woo-wee! Hallelujah. We praise God for Pastor Gordon from Hazenhurst, Mississippi, being in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And her husband. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We were talking about God and his promises this morning. Everything was God and his promises. The omnipotence of God, and God can't fail, cannot. Say, God cannot fail. He can't fail because there's none in him. There's no shadow of turning in him. There's nothing lacking in the kingdom of God right now. The kingdom of God is on track today. There's nothing amiss in the kingdom of God. You say, but I don't feel like it. You ain't got to feel it because he's working even when you don't feel it. Hallelujah. He's working even when you don't see it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, we need to give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord is God. Father, I thank you that you're God in this place today. I thank you, Lord God, that you're raising a celebration up in the heart of the believer in this house. I thank you, Lord God, that there is no failure in you. Because there's no failure in you and you live in me, there's no failure in me. Hallelujah. Tell the Lord, say, I know I'm more than enough. It's because he lives in there. And he said, it got nothing to do with this, but he lives in there and he's going to take us where we need to go. And so we were talking about the promises of God. And so last week, God said, that he told us not to be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. And so right below that, God says, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself. You know, sometimes because I'm a pastor, it's like, well, you done preached that before, but we must have not heard it. Okay, so for when God made promise, somebody give my handkerchief back, because Leslie gonna get me. Okay, thank you. Hallelujah. Leslie, make me have my handkerchief. For when God made promise to Abraham, who was Abram at the time that God said it, God gave him a promise. And when he gave him the promise, he was not even what God was calling him to be. But because God knows what's coming now, he knows now what's coming in the future, he speaks to you like you already there. Hallelujah. But when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself. God's not hanging his promises on you and your faithfulness, but him and his faithfulness. God is not counting on you to get it right today to make his promise come to pass. God is saying, if you'll just cooperate with me, I'll make it come to pass. Is anybody in the house? He said, because I'm going to swear by myself. In other words, this thing is coming to pass because I said so. Because I don't change. Because I am who I say I am. And if you're hanging there long enough, you'll see it. Hallelujah. Didn't tell you that the tests and the trials wouldn't come. Didn't tell you that the ugly wouldn't come. Didn't tell you that the brokenness wouldn't come. Didn't tell you that the pain and the rejection wouldn't come. He didn't tell us those things wouldn't come. He didn't say that the sickness and the disease wouldn't come. He said, but if you'll wait on me, you'll see what I said. If you'll put your trust in me, what I spoke to you is what you're going to end up with. He didn't say that when you come out your helmet might be crooked. He didn't say you may not be able to find your shoes. He didn't say your shield of faith may be laying over there somewhere. He said, but if you'll hang with me, if you'll stay with me, if you'll trust me, I'll get this thing done. He said, because I'm swearing by myself. They can lay you off for 2 years and hire you back 2 weeks after. You're supposed to be restored all of your rights. He said, I'll wait until it's 2 years and 2 weeks so I can show you that what I had for you before they laid you off, I still got it for you. And I'm going to make it go past the time so you'll know it was me and not them. Y'all ain't paying no attention. Y'all ain't paying no attention. You'll know it was God and not man. Man ain't getting no credit for this. Because man's rule said you gotta be rehired within the 2 years. We didn't rehire you within the 2 years, so you don't have it coming. But God said, I'm going to move on the foreman's heart. I'm going to move on the big man's heart. And I'm going to make him give you what he shouldn't give you. He said, and I'm not going to make it happen because you're good. I'm going to make it happen because I'm good. He said, so I swear by myself, saying, surely, blessing, I will bless thee. And multiplying, I will multiply thee. Don't you like multiplication? Happens faster than adding. Come on. Happens faster than adding. Multiplication makes it happen just a little bit faster. Can you understand what I'm saying? 9 times 9. Oh, what you say? I'm going to have 81. What you say? It's like God says, I'm making it happen faster than multiplication, than adding will make it happen. He says, so I'm going to bless you and I'm going to multiply you. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. So God said, follow after those who through faith and patience, those who heard, believed, received, embraced what I said, and then they waited through test and trials and got it. Can you hear what I'm saying? See, we just love the promise. We even got books of promises. And we read the promises. And then when it doesn't happen according to the promise, when I think it did, because see, I read the promise book this morning. So the promise book told me this morning, and it doesn't happen this morning or this afternoon, then there's something wrong with the promise. No, 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 no. You forgot to wait. God say, my promise is not the problem. I'm not the problem. Your inability to stay there when the winds blow. Your inability to stay there when the lies come. Your inability to stand there when the doctor's report says you won't make it. Your inability to stand there when the bank account just won't go above minus. is the problem, not me. Remember in Isaiah 40 when God said, listen, I know all of the host of heaven by name. And if I know them by name, and I made you in my likeness, I made you in my image, wouldn't I know you by name? Wouldn't I know where you are? Leslie read at the beginning of the service in from Psalm 139. God said, where in the world can you go to hide from me? Where in the world and what can happen and what can go on in your life that I don't see? When Adam and Eve, when we were in Sunday school this morning, we heard when Adam and Eve hid from God, he was there. He was there in the hiding place. Y'all not paying attention. You hiding from God and he right where you ran to hide. Why? Because he's omnipresent. Because he's everywhere. All at one time. And so while you hiding behind the bush, God back there with you peeping out. Y'all need to pay attention. You need to pay attention. So Psalm 39, 139 says, where will you go? The darkest place is like noonday to me. It's like noonday. It's like God said, where would you go to get away from me? Huh? When you run away from God, you run into trouble because he over there worrying you. That's not right. Yes, it is. I don't want to go with you no more, God. That's not right. That's not right. He just keep on bothering you. He keep on bothering me. Apostle Paul said, he just kept on sticking me. He just kept on messing with me. He said, why are you resisting the pricks? Huh? See, when you are consciously aware of God, when you're in the midst of your mess, that's him pricking. Let me help you. When you have no conscience of him, you better be scared. But when you are consciously aware that you are wrong, that's God's, that's the Holy Ghost. When you are consciously aware that you shouldn't be saying that, you shouldn't be doing that, you shouldn't be here, you should be over there, that's the Holy Ghost talking to you. That's the Spirit of God working with you. He said to Abram, he said, listen, I'm going to take you and your wife, who has been barren all of her days, even at the time of life when she should have borne children, she didn't. I'm going to take you and her, and I'm going to raise up a whole nation of people. And through that nation of people, I'm going to bless every family that ever comes on this earth. That's a big promise to an old man who can't. And to an old woman who can't. That's a big promise. But it's a big God making the promise. It's a God who knows no limits making the promise. It's a God who knows no boundaries making the promise. You see, God can't say that he's going to do anything that's too big for him to do. It may be too big for your imagination. It may be too big for you to grasp. And that's why some days you just got to hold on whether you see it or not. You got to hold on whether you feel it or not. You got to hold on whether nothing changes or not. Because nothing changed for Abraham for 25 years after God said it. You know, that's a long time to go to sleep and wake up and go to sleep and wake up and try to make a baby and don't make a baby. I'm going to help y'all in here today. You know, that's a long time for stuff not to be functioning when God said it's going to function. Y'all ain't playing right. That's a long time for nothing to happen when God said something is going to happen. And that's where faith comes in. And patience comes in. Because patience says, I'm holding on. I don't see the day why I should, but I heard why I should. I don't feel today why I should, but I heard that I should. And so I'm holding on to what he said. And I'm not letting go of what he said. Of what he said. Because you see, he can't lie. My flesh lies. My mouth lies. My thoughts lie. People lie. Circumstances lie. But God is true. He said, let every man be a lie and God be true. The best one you know is a lie. Huh? Renee said. Now God said. He was going to send me a husband. I said, don't bother. Then he said it again. And she said, I said, don't bother. And I'm sure part of it had to do with how bad the first situation was. You understand what I'm saying? Because sometimes we don't hear what God say based on where we've been and how rough it's been. God, you know, I have an experience. I didn't experience in that first marriage what you said it is, so you don't need to bother. You don't need to bother. I'm not looking for a man. Thank you, Jesus. But God said, I know what I have for you. And so I'm going to get you to the place where you'll say, yes, Lord. Because, see, God will make your want to change. He will give you a want to different than the one you had before. Huh? God said, I'll work with you until you're willing. Ha! I'll work with you until you say, yes, Lord. My word going to work with you until you say, here I am, Lord. Amen. And then she lined up with what God said. And then God said, and he's going to be younger than you. She said, oh, Lord, here you go, messing with me again. Not only is he going to send me one, but he's going to send me somebody younger than me. Lord, what am I going to do about that? Girl, you need to tell him thank you. That's what you need to do. Thank you. Okay, Carla, stop. And bring you to the place where you start expecting, though you're getting older by the day, though nothing seems to be changing except going in the opposite direction. You know what I'm saying? Have you ever had God tell you something and everything went crazy right after he said it? I mean, just completely nuts. And going in the opposite direction. But my God cannot lie. He cannot lie. He cannot change. What he said just is. Because he is. And so we've got to not only say, okay, God, but then we got to stand there and refuse to let the pressure that comes change us. Because pressure is going to come to test your stamina. As Mama used to say, your oomph. It's going to test your oomph, your keep on ready to go. You understand what I'm saying? Things can look so bad to you, you don't want to go anymore. It's like, I remember saying to God one time, you know what? That's all right, I don't want it either. I remember when I told God I don't want it. I said, no, sir, I just don't want it. We can go on. We can go on. But God doesn't have a plan B because you're not patient. God doesn't have a plan B because you don't have the oomph and the stay in there and the stick-to-it-ness. And that's developed really in the time of trial, because you got to keep going back to what God said. God said, you will bring forth a people that will bless every nation on the face of the earth and every family in the earth. And I'm going to bring through you the Messiah. That's powerful to an old man and an old lady. That's powerful to anybody. But I'm old, I can't claim young anymore. But it's like when God says something to us, it's like we got to take it to heart. So he said, so I swear by myself to bless you and to multiply you. I swear that this thing that I'm going to do, I'm going to do. And the Bible says, because you wait, you receive the promise. You get what God said, not something like what he said. What I love about Joshua and Caleb is that when God promised the nation of Israel, the land of promise. He promised it to a whole nation of people. And everybody but Joshua, Caleb, and the young people died off, never having received the promise. But Caleb, according to the book of Joshua, didn't give up. The Bible says that Caleb at 80 was as strong as he was at 40 when God gave the promise. He was expecting it as much at 80 as when God said it to him at 40. Is anybody paying attention? He was a young man when God said it. I was a young woman when God said some things to me, and I haven't seen them yet. I plan on holding on and breathing, you don't hear me, and stepping until I see what he said, because he cannot fail. I ain't worried about my age today, because I have some things that I know he told me. I ain't talking about somebody prophesied them to me. I'm talking about I was laying before the Lord and he spoke them to me. He said them to me. So I'm looking for them. I'm looking for those things. And in order to see them, I got to hold on. I got to endure. I got to wait upon the Lord until I see them come to pass. Can you hear what God is saying in here today? He's the promise keeper. God is the promise keeper. Say, God is the promise keeper. Promise keeper. 25 years after God said it, God showed up and he said to them, Abraham, he said, you know, this time next year, Sarah's going to have a son. Sarah said, yeah, right. Sarah said, God said, why did Sarah laugh? Sarah said, I didn't laugh. I told you God everywhere. He was right there while you were laughing. You thought he was just out there with Abraham. He was in there with you while you were laughing. Mm-hmm. She said, I didn't laugh. Yes, you did. And then he said, is there anything too hard for God? You hear me? Is there anything, Brother Jose, that God can't do? Is there anything God can't do? Absolutely nothing. Whether you can see it or not, whether you can figure out where it's coming from or not, there is absolutely nothing too hard for God to do. And you're in a season right now where God is just keeping you, and you don't even understand how he's doing. You don't need to understand. You just need to understand who's doing it. You just need to understand this is God doing this. This is the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Because we like to take credit sometimes. We like to take a little credit for something. You can get no credit for nothing up in here today. Nothing. Not up in her. It's God. Is it even like when I said we pray for y'all on Wednesday night? That wasn't our idea. That was God's idea. Because everybody in here had their own problems. Been nice to pray for my own problems, but he said pray for yours too. Yeah. Shut up. Why, you at home probably watching something on TV. Yeah. Hello, didn't have no reason for not being here except you just didn't come. And God said pray for you anyway. So you got to know we are not that loving. It had to be God. Oh, come on, y'all need to get real in here. It had to be God. Say pray for your happy self. Come on here. We got our own problems. We got our own pains. We got our own misery. We got our own money problems. Pray about my money problems. Said I'm praying about yours. That got to be Jesus. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And he blessing you and you ain't even trying to come in the house and say thank you. Ah, bless him. He said, there's nothing too hard for me. Absolutely nothing. And then God said, I give you the words that I give you for this reason, so they will anchor your soul, so they will hold you in place until what I'm doing is producing what I said. until the work that I'm doing in your life is bringing forth even as I have ordained it to bring forth. God says, I am giving you something that will hold you. And see, we want to take the promise and run with it now when it's for another time. Here are the things that are for now. Salvation, anytime, any day, any moment. Deliverance, anytime, any day, any moment. There's no reason for any believer in here not to be delivered today, because it's for any time, any moment. We are not waiting for the year of Jubilee. I know on television they got y'all waiting for the year of Jubilee. Get over that. Jesus is the Jubilee. I'm going to help you in here today. Jesus is the Jubilee. God delivered us at Calvary. God made us free and alive at Calvary. All we have to see, some things are just basic truths. And you're waiting for something that God has already performed. What you need to do is just receive it. Come on, just receive the peace. I'm waiting for the Lord to send me some peace. He did. He sent the peace at Calvary. I'm waiting for the Lord to give me some joy. He did at Calvary. But now the job may be another thing. Maybe a season or a time for that. But there's no season, and I've been wanting to say this for a long time. There is no season and no time for anything that's already provided at Calvary. So if you don't have it, you don't want it. I'll say it on this side. They don't believe it on the other side. If you don't have it, you don't want it. Well, y'all don't believe it either. Let me tell them again. If you don't have it, then you don't want it. There are very basic things that the gospel brings us. And then there are those things that are the plan of God for your life once you become his. Can you hear what I'm saying? And so they're God's, but then the promise of God for their life, they had to wait until the time of God for them. And why are they waiting for? Because Isaac had to be born at a certain time. He had to be born. God, this thing is all laid out. Everything in the kingdom of God is in order. It's all laid out. He's got to come at a certain time. You know why? Because the Messiah is coming at a certain time, so many generations after he get here. There's an appointed time for different things in the kingdom of God. But salvation is now. And the benefits of salvation, now. Freedom now. You want to be delivered? Come up here and stand this altar. Jesus, I'll cast that thing out of you right now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But you got to want to see. I was talking to somebody not too long ago. Well, I don't know if I want to do that or not, because if I do, what if I backslide? I say, you ain't ready yet. You're not ready. You ready when you're not thinking about backsliding. You ready. Oh, come on here. Are y'all looking at me strange? We get ready to take communion, and Jesus died for you to be free today. He died for you to be full of joy. He died for you to be full of peace. Those things are not in layaway. They are not part of the layaway program. Huh? It's not. Those things are not on layaway. Deliverance is not on layaway. It's now. It's right now. Peace, righteousness, not on layaway. Oh, I'll be glad when the Lord make me right. He did at Calvary. It's not on layaway. But certain things and events in your life, they do have a time. And they do have a season. Hallelujah. But God has sworn by himself to bless you. And he has sworn with a word that will anchor your soul. Anchor my soul. That'll keep us steady. You know, Eric, I mentioned last week something that you, I don't know if I mentioned something you said, I don't know. But I remember something yesterday, I mentioned something that you saw and something that you said that God told you at the beginning of the year and some things that he had showed you. And I thought, you know what? Those are things that God has put in your path, and it's like you got to get up and possess them. It's like you have to get them and possess. He said, it's already yours, now you got to possess it. In other words, you got to take it. The kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent do what? Take it by force. And so it's like, in order to have those things, you've got to, how do I take them by force? By through faith and patience. I trust God. I lean on God. I trust God for everything. That's what we have to think. And so I say, God, I pray that this thing just rises up in this house, that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead really does dwell in me, the believer. And if he doesn't, then that means you're not saved. Because if you're Christ, the Spirit of God dwells in you. And if he doesn't dwell in you, you're not saved, and the altar is open right now. I'm dead serious. If the Spirit of Christ does not dwell in you, then you are not saved, and you need to be here at this altar and saying, God, save me. God, change me. Because Jesus came to make a radical change in us. Can you hear me? And so I'm shooting for radical. I'm shooting for crazy. I'm shooting for way out there. You hear me? I got my guns drawn, and I'm ready for whatever God says. And I'm ready to rise up and say, Jesus lives in me, and there is no devil that shows up in this church that's going to turn this vision out. He's wiped out. He's finished. He's done. We going. Now, does that mean we won't get attacked? No, it doesn't. Does it mean Satan ain't gonna try? Look, he tried Jesus. Who are you? Who am I? He tried Jesus. Come on, think about that. He tried Jesus. How you gonna try Jesus? How you gonna offer Jesus the world and he made it? Jesus made it. He said everything was made by him, for him, in him, and everything is consist in him. Now, how you gonna give him? He can't do it. He can't do it. So you know what? If he tried Jesus, he's going to try you. He's going to try me. You got to get your guns out. Pistol packing Annie. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Bang, bang, bang. Come on here. Come on. God is waking up things that he told me a long time ago. I ain't getting ready to let them go. Things he showed me a long time ago. I ain't gonna let him go. Wasn't nobody there but me and God. I was sitting on the floor crying and praying and feeling sorry. And he said, he didn't even talk about what I was crying and praying about. And y'all, wait a minute. I was sitting there crying, Pastor Jackie, and I was feeling sorry for myself. And everything that I was crying about really was happening to me. But God said, I have called you. And look, you ain't talking about what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the stuff that's going on. You talking about some call too. You talking about go to some nations. You talking about pastors, some pastors. You talking about stuff I ain't talking about. I ain't talking about that, Jesus. I'm talking about my feelings is hurt. He wouldn't go there with me. He ain't going there with you either. The world needs us to be as alive as we say. If you say you saved, I need to see it. If I say I'm saved, you need to see it. Come on, church. Come on, church. Church of the living God. We gonna live in here. God said, at the appointed time, you're gonna have a son. And I'm not bringing him through some other way. I'm bringing him through your body and her body. You can't defer on somebody else what God said to you. Hagar didn't work. Because God didn't say Hagar. He said Abraham and Sarah. Come on here. So whatever he said to you, Donetta, you can't be saying, Tim, Tim. No, sir. What he said to you, he said to you. Stop clowning. Yeah, stop clowning. Stop clowning. Don't make me come over here no more. People up in here clowning. Stop it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said that we're to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, nothing has changed. The word's not going to change because it's 2018. The word's not going to change because people don't accept that God said to be holy even as I am holy. That's not going to change. We can't excuse not being holy. We can't excuse none of the things that we do. Whether you know, that's not my personality. That's why Jesus came, so he could fix that broke personality. You know, that's not me. That's not how I do. Jesus came to fix not me. That's how. Well, you know, I got a lot. Well, he came to fix you too, brother. And he has sworn by himself to bless and to multiply. Jesus said, no matter what the world says about me and who they say I am, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? And if you know, then that truth will keep you and the gates of hell will not prevail against you. Y'all, the devil is through. He know it. The saints don't. The saints don't. God said, if I called all the stars by their name, did I forget you? No. He said, how can you say, oh, Jacob, that I don't know you? How can you say I don't know what you're going through? I made you. Amen? Amen. So we're holding on to the promises of God. And we're enduring as we wait until we see what God said. And we're not throwing the towel in and going in another direction. Whew, I'm so glad. I am so glad that I am over tired of being here. Because y'all was about to wear me out. Ooh, I'm so glad that Jesus took me and he said, what I said, I said. And what I said I'm going to do, I'm going to do. And what you need to do is rise up in the power of the Holy Ghost and obey my word and not what you feel. Obey my word and not what you think. Obey my word. And he told me a long time ago not to look at y'all faces. That was before I knew you. I'm serious. Before I was a pastor, God said I would never be able to look at the faces of the people. You know why? Because he know that, you know, you sitting up there looking like a monkey would distract me. Y'all laughing, and I'm so serious. He knew that if you were clowning, it would distract me. And so he told me, don't look at their faces, because if you do, I'm going to get you. I wasn't pastoring nobody at the time. Can you hear me, Earlene? Do you hear me? We can't be looking at no faces. We can't be listening to no voices. If it's not the voice of the Holy Ghost, you got to rise up. I'm telling you my story. What's yours? I'm telling you my story. What's yours? You can't be forgetting what God said to you because folk clowning and because everybody not acting right. Because stuff is in the house. Did you know it was stuff in Jesus' ministry? Judas was stealing from Jesus. He wasn't even scared. He was stealing from Jesus. He wasn't even scared. You hear what I'm saying? Who are you, Carolyn Wells? Hey. Who are you? Nobody. Nobody. So, look at God again. See him. Amen. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in who? Say it again. Who?
Me.
Where does he live?
Me.
Because I'm a believer. Hallelujah. And whatever God has promised is coming to pass, even as the Lord has spoken. And so we're looking for what God said and not anything less nor anything more. Amen. 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 If you're not saved, I would say to you, get saved in this place today. If you need a Savior, maybe you got saved and you didn't get filled with the Holy Ghost because somebody told you you didn't need to. But when you read the book of Acts, the Bible says that after they believed, then they received. Well, you can't believe without the Holy Ghost causing the new birth. And that's why we have a beginner's class on Sunday morning, so we can explain to you what it means to be born again. And we don't have to take all of this time explaining to you. But since you don't know, I'm helping you. It's impossible to be born again without the Holy Ghost working in you. But then there is an ultimate experience, and it's called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And with tongues and prophecy, we know that you've received the Holy Ghost baptism. The Bible said it, not me. And so, if you need the baptism of the Holy Ghost in this place today, we'll help you there too. You need to be saved. You need the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And then you decide you don't want either one of them. We're so sorry. But we know that God's best for you is in this place today. Amen. Tell the Lord thank you. So we love it, see, Pastor. I hope your tongue don't get stuck to the roof of your mouth. But say, we love you, Pastor. Thank you. I love you too. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So God is the promise maker and the promise keeper. And don't you be tricked by the devil to think that God's not going to do what he said. Just because you're having a hard time. Just because things are not going the way that you feel they should go. That's a trick and it's a lie. If God made the promise, he's going to do it, even as he has spoken. Amen. Father, I thank you for everyone in this house today. I thank you, Lord God, that we're taking Holy Communion today. Jesus said, as you do this, you do it in remembrance of me. You remember what I did. You remember the sacrifice. You remember the price that I paid for you to be alive. You remember the price that I paid for you to be delivered from the clutches of sin and death. And delivered into the presence of Almighty God. He said, as you do, you remember that your sins have all been paid for, past, present, and future. It's all been done. And as you take of my body and drink of my blood, you do remember what I've done until I come. So there's no limit on us doing this. There's no, he said, till I come again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we thank you, Father, for this blessed privilege, to be able to partake of the elements in remembrance of Jesus paying the price so that we could live again, be reconciled to you, and live one with you again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Paul, would you lead this since Robin's not here today? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.